We'll keep working on it until we're able to either locate the suspect or determine that he's no longer in the Big Bear Valley. We have a number of additional police officers coming from throughout the county. Our state and federal partners are with us as well. We have currently a search going on. The guys going door to door.
That was Sheriff John McMahon on the hunt for a cop who is a cop killer. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. A lot going on around this country. We welcome all of you in the nooks and crannies to the show. Some of you might be concerned about the snow that is starting to form outside of your homes. Others are ensconced by a warm fire somewhere, drinking some tea perhaps or something else, listening to America Tonight. So we have drone controversy, a cop killer who's an ex-cop with an axe to grind, and we have a whole lot of snow that is bearing down on the Northeast. We start, though, with the cop killer. It's just the saddest story. Former cop off the force since 2008, Christopher Jordan Dorner, shot three officers, killed one. Days after he allegedly killed two people, one, a retired LAPD officer's daughter. How sad is that? He's left rambling manifestos all over the place, 11 pages, promising a wild war on police and their families. So, Big Bear Lake, you heard the sheriff say, we're looking around Big Bear Lake. Nothing yet. That's the booze. They're hunting. But have not found him at this point with the snow coming down. And, what, you know, talk about having your brother's back. Everybody in the LA police force has each other's backs. They're doing whatever they can. People are on edge from what I understand. Because this is a guy, Dorner, has a background as a police officer, but also as a military-trained marksman. And, you know, he planned this out. It seems as though he plotted the whole thing out. It was so crazy, and the tension's so high, that at one point, in looking for this guy, in looking for Dorner, you had gunfire on a blue pickup, and there were two women in the pickup, and they were nicked by a bullet. One was in the hand, and one, I think, was in the back. Luckily, they didn't kill them, but they shot at the blue pickup because it resembled the one he was thought to be driving. So, can you imagine? And this hunt has been going on now for a while and throughout the entire day, and nothing so far at this point.
I never knew that I'd live long enough to know that the police can shoot on sight.
They say and they warn. And they're looking. There's no question about it. They're beefing up the patrols. They're looking at checkpoints and trying to stop whoever they can to see, to make sure he's not hiding somewhere. They're going into all those houses in California, in that mountain area. And they realize that he set his truck on fire at Big Bear, and it could have been a diversionary tactic, but they can't take any chances. I think it is a diversion. He had it planned out. If he had planned out what he was going to do this far along, I can't imagine that he would just go into the mountains and that would be it. The interesting thing is, if you look at a map and you look at where Big Bear Lake is, about 100 miles east of L.A. That's where they found the truck. So now he's kind of got them going in a circle. And the police are saying that, you know, they have pretty good reasons to be fearful of this, because as much as they may have the manpower, they have no clue even through this rambling manifesto, other than the hit list, they have no clue where he may, what he might be up to, where he might strike, other than looking at the list. But does that really tell you anything? So they're thinking he has access to a hotel because he checked into this Navy Gateway Inn and Suites in San Diego's Naval Base, and they say he had access to the hotel because he had been honorably discharged from the Navy Reserve. And he retired February 1st as a lieutenant. Dorner worked with the Mobile Inshore Undersea Warfare Units, is what they're saying. That was his gig. And he provided security on oil platforms in Iraq. That's all in the records. And he was raided. Nah, I don't think it's PTSD. I think it's I'm going to get revenge. He was rated as a rifle marksman and a pistol expert. So, you know, here's the thing. I guess he didn't physically check out. He's like 270 pounds. You got, you had a pair of cops. There's all kinds of things happening, all kinds of reports, and I'm getting them constantly from different sources and just flat out probably what anyone can get on the Internet. But there were a couple of cops, L.A. cops, that were on a protection detail who were flagged down by somebody seeing seeing Dorner's truck, and they chased the car, caught up with it on an Interstate 15 off-ramp. They were fired on immediately, boom, with a shoulder weapon, and that one got a graze wound to his head. They returned the fire, and then he set off right after that. 20 minutes later, two officers were in their car to stop in Riverside when Dorner pulled up beside them, and he unleashed multiple rounds from a rifle at the officers, you know, riddling the cop's car with bullets and leaving, the 34-year-old officer who had been on the force for, they say, at least a decade, dead. And then the other one, seriously wounded, but they think that he's going to make a full recovery. So he's ambushing cops, and man, they are all over this. They're trying to do, of course, anything they can, and not telling the media necessarily everything that they want to know, because they're trying to keep this thing, you know, they're trying to keep a lid on it, in other words, a little bit, as much as they can anyway. But this is scary stuff. When someone in blue flips on another guy in blue, you know, that's where they get a little bit concerned. Hey, if you want to weigh in on this and what you ultimately think the tragic end of it's going to be, or what you would do, let's say, you know, you're the guy in charge, you're the chief, and you got to figure this thing out. I mean, they're doing what they can. They're trying to have backup upon backup and thinking, well, we'll loop around certain areas and try to throw them off. But I still think he may one up them on this one, and let's hope nobody else dies. 855-266-5283. Ray, be patient in Missouri. We'll go to you next, and anybody else, hang with us.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant in your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America tonight, talking about the situation in Los Angeles. We got all kinds of extreme weather that we're going to hitch up with, too. Major winter storm hitting the Northeast, and it's crazy the amount of snow already falling in Connecticut and Massachusetts. Ray in Missouri, thanks for your patience. What's up, Ray? Ray?
Oh, not a lot. We're back to the crazy people again.
I know. I know. So sad. So sad what's happening in Los Angeles.
You
That's
mean
awful.
We left the crazy people?
When did the manifesto come out?
The manifesto started circulating earlier in the day, but he had it out. He had it out as early as 3 or 4 days ago, and he had sent a package to Anderson Cooper's office at CNN with a rambling kind of message thing, but Cooper, Anderson Cooper, never got it. That they actually had it delivered on February 1st. One of his people read it and just kind of pushed it aside. Now, of course, they're talking about, oh, look, he shot up this coin that he got from the police chief and a bunch of other things. But there were some warning signs. Nobody really saw him.
Well, when was he released from the force?
Well, he was released from the force back in 2008, and he's been fighting that, and I think fighting what happened to him since then. And that's part of the people that he was going after, the part of the list, are people that were involved in either representing him or were against him on the force that led to his firing. And I think that's the main. That's the main list of people that he has that he wants to pick off, their families.
Yeah. So
awful.
This has been going on for a while, and that he's obviously off the force, and there's been some psychiatric things in between then and now.
Yeah.
Not unlike our Red Devil that was being treated before, and nobody threw up any warning signs. And when these people give these warning signs and they're ignored, I think that's a big problem.
I do too.
Like, yeah. Yeah, when something like this happens and they give off those signs, that should be studied pretty quick. As far as Sandy Hook, there was no warning signs given off that I know of.
No, so, other than Adam Lanza, other than his mother knowing that she was worried, things he was saying was upset that he was unemployable and that he wasn't right and felt like he was going to go shoot kids or kill somebody, but very, very concerned about what was going on with her son. And she had guns and she knew how to use her guns and she would go to the gun range a lot. And when he was a kid, he went to the gun range with her. So unfortunately, he knew where they were. They weren't locked because why would she didn't make that connection. I guess we don't know that part of it. But she certainly knew there were some problems, and she was telling people it.
Yeah, well, this goes right hand in hand now with all the controversy in the government and everything with the gun control laws and all this about the background checks. Well, these are perfect examples of people that have expressed problems that weren't addressed. Instead of taking everybody's guns away so that they can't protect themselves, when somebody expresses problems, they should be looked into a little bit clearer.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that's what you have to do because, you know, you don't know what's being carried around and then all of a sudden the whole thing explodes. And, I mean, yeah, look what happens. I mean, this is wrong. You have a beautiful young girl who's like 28 years old and her fiancé, they have nothing to do with this other than the father was a cop that was involved with him, and they are murdered. And then you have these police officers that are being shot at and killed, you know, killed and fighting for their life and worried. And then other people that look like they're driving the same truck as Dorner was driving, and they get shot at. That's crazy.
Well, and the new thing where some people are suggesting that teachers be allowed to carry guns, and then people say, well, no, they can't be teachers carrying guns. They got to be law enforcement. Well, you got law enforcement, this is crazy, too. I agree that the no-gun zones, it's kind of crazy. Teacher ought to be able, if they are sane, and that's what they do, then that ought to be allowed, because you can't say that just a police officer can carry a gun, because you can see what happens now from that.
Absolutely. I agree. I mean, if anything, this definitely can paint the picture a little bit differently for people who don't understand why we're saying, why can't you carry a gun? Another example.
Right, well, my sister and brother-in-law are taking their concealed carry classes this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So that I think a lot of people should look into that. You can't just trust your police officers to take care of business.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, there's a sheriff in Wisconsin who's even telling people in Milwaukee, telling people, we've cut the force so badly, we don't have a good response time anymore. You ought to get a gun and properly register it and go through the permitting process because you might be able to defend yourself better.
Yeah. I totally agree.
Yeah, absolutely, and I think more people are going to take those classes, just like your family. Ray, thanks. I think more people are taking them. I just had a friend that went through it. She passed. She had gone out to the range and was practicing and whatnot. She found a gun that she liked and went with maybe, I think, 8 other people that she knew and passed, and now you just have to get the fingerprinting and the other stuff, and she'll have her concealed carry license. And more people are doing the same thing, like my buddy and Ray's family. The more we hear these stories and the crazy things that we see. Here's a little background for you on Chris Dorner and this whole war he's waging against his former friends in the L.A. Police Department. You have to go back to 2007 and a hotel lobby in San Pedro, California. He was an LAPD probationary officer riding patrol with a veteran of the force when they were dispatched to check out a disturbance at the hotel. There was a guy who refused to leave. He was sitting on a bench outside the lobby when they got there. Chris Gettler is the guy who was on the bench. He had, what the court documents are saying, a glazed look in his eyes. He refused to get up and speak with the cops. So Dorner and his training officer, Therese Evans, started to take him into custody. He didn't want to go. He took a swing at them. Gettler's family told the investigators he had a history of mental illness. Dorner wrestled with him. The two tumbled into a planter in front of the hotel. Then his partner, Evans, had a taser and warned the man to stop. He submitted only after she shocked him with the taser. But then the stories got a little bit different after that. There was an investigation by the LAPD's Internal Affairs Unit. Dorner eventually dismissed from the force and a long court battle to clear his name, a battle he was losing in California courts. And that was where all this rage comes from, because he said he was innocent. The accounts were not correct because there was there were reports that he didn't agree with. And his partner, what he was saying is Dorner told a sergeant that his partner had kicked this mentally ill guy after he had given up. And they started to investigate and said that it was unfounded because that's not what the hotel employee said. One thing leads to another, and Dorner's credibility goes out the window. And then they question whether he's suitable to be a cop. And the report said that he had made false statements to a superior when he was reporting the allegations that the person he was with, the veteran officer, had kicked the suspect. And that got kicked into internal affairs, and they're investigating. And they looked into it. So he's saying that he did the right thing, he said the right thing, and he paid the price for it. The whole thing goes through the court system, Court of Appeals in California, all the way through, and nothing comes of it to clear Dorner. And this is where he's been building this case in his mind and has just gone off the deep end at it after this. You know, this is what he wanted to do, and they messed him up, and he was framed and all this other sort of stuff. And now he's going after cops and specifically their families, which is the sad part of this whole thing. All right, coming up on the flip side, Dan Gaynor talking about the media and guns. How many stories are highlighted that are pro-gun? Is the media slanted? Dan looks into it next.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple, with the right stuff, from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And the coverage of guns, whether it's gun control or gun advocacy, and without a doubt the people listening in America tonight, so many of you have called me to say, where's the other side to this? What's happening, not on this show, but what's happening with the networks, ABC, CNN, CBS, you know, there were the major networks, the NBCs, et cetera, don't even go the cable route, but how come the stories are all about gun control? So this is a perfect time to introduce the man in the green room who would have to peel down from the ceiling because of the Baltimore Ravens win for the weekend in the Super Bowl, because he's from Baltimore, Dan Gaynor, and he's, of course, with the Media Research Center, and they just did a new study looking at the numbers of stories that were done as far as gun control is concerned. And Dan, congratulations to your Ravens on the big win. What a Super Bowl that turned out to be. It looked like they were going to coast, but then the lights went out, they came back and still were able to hold on to it though, huh?
Yeah, no, it was incredible. And I mean, I think if you're a football fan, unless you have to be a 49ers fan, the result, it was the right result, because I think everybody would have hated to see some outside thing cause a team to lose. And that's really what almost happened. I mean, if they had lost that game 50 years from now, we'd still be talking about how unfair, how unjust it was that a team lost because the power went out.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you could see that momentum shift no matter what they said afterwards. You could see it.
There were a lot of guys out there. I mean, look, they're professional athletes. They're in unbelievable shape. But they're still, I mean, you know, Ray Lewis is 37 years old. I mean, you know, your body doesn't move the same way as a 25-year-old. And 49ers are a very young team. And they'll be back there. I mean, they're an amazing club. Yeah. Kaepernick. Kaepernick was fun to watch. Speaking as a guy who likes football and loves fantasy football, I guarantee you, one time soon, he's going to be on my team.
Yeah, I'd pick. I'm a fantasy football player too. I'd pick him in a second. Are you kidding? We're all Kaepernicking right now when we get back into it at the end of the summer. No doubt about it. Well, I mentioned this just that you did this study from the media research group. Your group came out that showed there's a crazy 8-to-1 ratio when it comes to gun control coverage in the evening news broadcasts, especially. And tell us more about that, what you found.
Well, what we did, Jeff Dickens, who I work with, is a great guy. He did an analysis of all the, since Newtown, all the gun stories. And that's, I mean, it was more than 200 stories. Think about that. Think about how much they're pushing an agenda just by doing 200 stories. So, and, you know, it was 8-to-1 gun control stories over pro-gun stories, and 9-to-1, actually, in the morning shows, it still works out to 8-to-1 overall. And, I mean, every stat that you looked at that he analyzed ended up being, you know, one-sided. That, you know, the anti-gun soundbites were outnumbered the pro-gun soundbites. The advocates, it was almost 4-to-1 gun control advocates over gun rights advocates. So systematically, the people who allegedly are neutral, but we all know they're not,
mm-hmm.
I took the major national news story of the day and made it into a crusade against guns. These are people who are not pro-gun, they're anti-gun. And what we found really in 2012, on every major issue of the day, the people who claim to be neutral are systematically more liberal, not just in the country, but frankly more liberal than Democrats.
Yeah, it boggles my mind. I went to journalism school at Ohio University. I remember that was one of the things that was just drilled into our heads, which, by the way, he was well before me, but Matt Lauer is a graduate of Ohio University. But Dan, this is one of the major tenets that you kept hearing about, objectivity, and you're a news anchor, or you're a reporter, and it's about the facts. We don't really have that now, do we?
Well, it's all gone out the window. And in some nominal defense of journalists, they're in their quest to survive the internet age, even vague attempts at neutrality, all vestiges of neutrality went out the window. And, you know, now between Twitter and what they say networks or what they interview elsewhere and then anything they do, they're so avowedly liberal on all the issues, and guns are a particularly telling thing. I'll give you a kind of an anecdotal story about journalists and guns, but it's really telling. Back after Waco, the ATF went on a sort of nationwide public relations push and met with journalists, I think, around the country. But I was part of that. I was working for a newspaper in Maryland, and we got together with ATF, and half the day was they would lecture us about what the ATF does and why, and question and answer, that kind of thing. Second half was on the gun range. 75 journalists at this event, literally half of them didn't go to the range at all. Now, they're letting us fire literally almost every single gun that they've brought. The only two things they wouldn't let us fire were the Tech 9 and the Street Sweeper shotgun. The Tech 9 because it's garbage, and the Street Sweeper shotgun because they were a little afraid of giving it to us. But we're firing literally machine guns, firing, you know, HKs or Uzis and other things, because in each case we had a trainer from the ATF standing right next to us telling us what to do. It was very safe, very cool, a lot of fun. Well, half the people didn't even go to the range, and after firing one gun, everybody but about six people said, that's it, we're not firing anything else. So six people, including me, you know, standing up there, spending all afternoon basically firing your tax dollars, in ammunition.
Right, right.
But the point was, they're so afraid of guns, they're so disturbed by guns, they won't even fire, they won't even embrace what is truly a part of the culture for half the country.
Yeah.
But not for the journalistic cast.
Yeah. Do you think, and it's interesting when you talk about these numbers, the numbers that Jeff Dickens came up with in his analysis for the MRC, in looking at this, you know, some people may hear and say, who cares what the media says, but there still is influence, isn't there?
Oh, there's massive influence. And in some ways, I mean, look, they don't have the broadcast viewers that they used to, but they have a lot of online viewers. And those videos that they do get picked up and floated around the Internet and watched and repeated and quoted and cited. And so what they did, they took an awful event. And it boggles my mind how awful it is. But they took an awful event and turned it into this gun crusade. And the gun crusade, so they manufactured this event. They were trying to turn it into what happened in Britain and what happened in Australia. In both places, there was a mass shooting, and then they turned around, and in Britain, they just basically took away guns. They, you know, were just taking away your rights to take guns. In Australia, they mostly did, but they forced people to lock them up. And, you know, so essentially, you don't have access to your gun unless you literally take it out of its locked cabinet. Mm. So what they were trying to do is turn Newtown, this awful event, and try to turn it into a national rallying cry for gun control. And that's not neutral. That's not even partisan. It is flat out trying to manipulate using the First Amendment to take away the Second.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. And that's my biggest worry, and I think that should be the biggest worry of a lot of people that are out there listening tonight, listening to other shows, is, you know, it's, you got a real divide happening, and the problem is, it's a slippery slope, and once you start to give back those rights, it's very, I think, more than impossible to try to get them back. Can you imagine if we saw the Second Amendment completely crumble?
Well, what they're going to try to do is chip away at it and do exactly what they did, because this is their analogy, not mine, but they see guns as cigarettes, something
right.
That's dangerous, and so they're going to make it more expensive, they're going to tax it, then they're going to try to regulate it, then they're going to try to raise insurance so that if you have a gun, you've got to pay some ridiculous insurance rates at your home, so then make it more expensive so that only the elites have guns. And then, as gradually, or the most diehard, and the most, so when those two groups sway, instead of being 50-50, it becomes 75-25, then they're just going to flat out start taking them away. I live in Maryland. They are making, you know, bones about making you have to not just register, but get a license to have a gun. Well, I'll say this on radio right now, because I don't care anymore. If they try to make that retroactive, they're going to turn me into a felon, because there's not a prayer in the world I'm going to obey it.
Right.
Yeah, and if they, I mean, they're going to try to do this systematically around the country. Remember, Andrew Cuomo is one of the heirs apparent to Obama. He's one of the people who's been talked about for 2016. No one knows if Hillary runs. Maybe Biden runs. Biden's got the charisma of soggy toast. So, you know, so maybe he doesn't run. So then, is it Cuomo? Is it Martin O'Malley in Maryland? Both of them are gun grabbers. Cuomo publicly came out and said, you know, we might have to consider confiscation. I mean, you know, you don't have to tell me that more than once for me to believe that you want to take my gun. So then it's only a question of how many guns Americans feel like they can buy between now and when you start trying, and how much ammunition we can get.
Yeah, and so you're not surprised at all where we're seeing there's a run on ammunition.
Oh, no, I mean, and Walmart's had to regulate how much ammunition you can buy a day simply because they can't keep it stocked.
Yeah.
And the people who are selling this are not just Obama and not just Biden or Pelosi. It's the media who hype this, because Americans aren't stupid, even though the media try to treat us that way. And they come out and start doing these stories. Americans see this and say, oh, they're doing round-the-clock gun stories. I guess they're going to come try to take away my guns. I better go get ammunition. I better go buy guns. There's a gun show in our neck of the woods this weekend I'm probably going to. I guarantee you it will be wall-to-wall people.
Right, getting stuff.
Gun owners know what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, crazy. All right, Dan Gaynor, MRC, thanks so much for coming on and flushing some of this out with us. It's what we talk about all the time. Thank you.
Hope to talk to you soon.
Thanks, Dan. Have you ever heard of have a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
I have been asked to announce that federal judge Walter J. Skinner has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with a low-cost automotive accessory called Platinum 22, which meets or exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. To learn if Platinum 22 will give you 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS or 1-800-537-7427.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Japan. Turns out we have millions of listeners in Japan. It's the middle of the day there, and I can only assume they are pleasantly entertained by our offerings here on the little ship called America Tonight. So how cool is that? Speaking of offerings, a lot of you have some offerings as well, and you sent me tons of email about a whole bunch of things, including drones and Brennan and this blizzard that's slamming into the Northeast. So on that note, let's tiptoe over to the mailbag and check the snail mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, thank you very much. The monster blizzard, the historic snow dump, Snowmageddon Part 2, whatever you want to call it, is in full swing, at least in some parts of the Northeast already. You had two major storm systems that smashed into each other, and you know what that means? Probably historic snow for lots of places like Boston, other areas in Massachusetts, and in Connecticut. How fast the stuff is falling is a kind of a testament as to where they're going to end up. Not every area in the Northeast is going to be completely dumped with snow. 3,000 flights across the country have been canceled because you know how they are interwoven for Friday and for Saturday. So if you're flying somewhere, you better check that. They're talking about 3 feet of snow for Boston this weekend. And in New Jersey and Philadelphia and north in New York and north in Reading, Massachusetts, you know, we could cherry pick different areas because not all are going to be the same. But it's a rapid amount of snow that is descending upon the people there, and they had a little bit of warning. I guess that's the good news, which is what's so different when we have these horrific tornadoes. But still, as much as you prepare for it, it's once it starts to happen, that's when everything kicks in. The snow plows, what you're going to do with the snow that's in front of your house, all that kind of stuff, and that's basically what people are doing. I hear that a lot of the stores have been picked clean, always a Home Depot for the shovels and de-icers and all that stuff, and the grocery shelves too. And then people go and get gas, especially after Sandy and areas like Long Island, because people get a little bit paranoid about what's going to happen if they aren't covered off. They don't have enough water, they don't have enough food, and, you know, taking lessons from the past, things that they've seen in the past with snow and these whiteout conditions, they're not going to take any chances of getting stuck on highways, which I guess is a super good thing because that's the one thing you don't want to do. They've already announced that the public schools across a bunch of the New England states are not going to have classes on Friday. And, you know, they got to wait till they know what the totals are ultimately. But in Rhode Island and other states as well, they're doing it. In Connecticut, the National Guard has moved equipment to staging places, and including several Black Hawk helicopters, too. All right, and so some of you were talking about that, and that was my build-up here, some of your emails related to that. Let's go to this one from Chad in Connecticut. He says, Ms. Delaney, Connecticut is going to be ground zero, so to speak, for what's happening with the snow. Even the governor is saying that the utility companies are bringing in lots of extra bodies from other states because they know what can happen to the power in Connecticut. I've been the victim of that 3 times in the last 2 years. And I think that a lot of people that commute into the city aren't going to be able to commute in either. And we're also seeing that a lot of the planes are canceled here. Many of us would go into New York, etc. So it's going to be kind of a snow day for sure in Connecticut at least. I'll email you back and let you know what the final totals are, but it is really, really coming down. Here's one from Bob listening to us in Long Island, and he says, Governor Cuomo, isn't it interesting they both mentioned the governors? Governor Cuomo ordered the NG out because it's going to get so bad here. They're talking about really covering us off as much as possible. The winds are about 50, 60 miles an hour. The driving conditions, they think are going to be near zero. We're going to have whiteout conditions. And so I'm braced for it. Most of the people, Kate, in my office aren't coming in. They told us ahead of time. I think that's smart because I think it's going to be very difficult to concentrate on trying to make it into work when you're doing that white-knuckle thing with your hands on the wheel. Since you grew up in the area, you know exactly what I mean by that. I do know exactly what you mean. Thanks for the letter or the email. I have been through that many times. Not so much. Luckily, I've usually been able to not have to work when there's any kind of a whiteout or anything, but I've been caught in the middle of it a couple of times, and it is just terrible to have to maneuver your way any place of any distance. especially when you're talking about the snow just dumping and that whiteout stuff that they keep mentioning. All right, here's another one. This is from Heidi, who says, Kate, I went to Home Depot, three different ones as a matter of fact, and all the shovels were sold out. I couldn't get anything except for a pair of gloves. I guess I should have been prepared, but you fall into a false sense of security and you really don't think you're going to see any kind of heavy snow. But boy, was I wrong. There's that whole thing that you've been talking about being emergency prepared. Sister, I should have listened to you. It's funny, Heidi, that this is the first time I ever got an email from you. I have talked about that before because of the different states that I've lived in. You know, I didn't pay attention when people would tell me about tornadoes, and then lo and behold, when I lived in Nebraska for 7 months, poof, there were some brutal tornadoes. I was fine. I didn't get caught in the middle of them, but I also wasn't prepared if one had come in my direction. I didn't even know I was going to clear out, so I rectified that situation. And then I've been caught in other things where lights go out, and, you know, when your power goes down, what are you ready to do? In fact, with the show, I had that where with a power went out and I couldn't get the power restored fast enough. And then you got to worry about your refrigerator and everything's dark. And are you stumbling around for a generator? Are you stumbling around? You know, do you know where all this stuff is for flashlights, for candles, that kind of stuff? And that's exactly, you know, what I had to do, and I learned my lesson for that. You know, sometimes we've got spots. In fact, we had a bunch of spots talking about, I think we've had a bunch of spots about go bags and being ready. And it's really true. Even just whatever you think the essentials are, your generators, your wind-up radios, the things that you would need if you get slammed with one of these weather conditions. I mean, look at the people in New York, for goodness sake. They had Sandy. Were they expecting that kind of storm? Were they kind of ignoring it? And then now you have this blizzard and with the snow that's going to create those conditions where it's going to be tough to commute. And even if you're in the city trying to get through the subway and stuff, it's pretty awful stuff too there. And you do get lulled into, well, that's not going to happen here. I'm not in the middle of that. I'm not right there on the coastal line somewhere where this, you know, I'm going to have to worry about this wall of water, or I'm a little bit more inland. And then, you know, you get bit by it, and that's certainly what we saw with Sandy. And with the snow, I mean, that can hit all those nooks and crannies. All right, let's hit up another one quickly. This one from John Patrick. He says, hey, Kate, I've been listening to the show for a while. This guy, Brennan, John Brennan, I think he's okay. Not necessarily my choice for CIA director, but I agree with him on the drones, and I agree with you on the drones. I don't understand how people are defending this cat, Al Wallachy. The best thing that happened is that he was picked off. I mean, come on now. Give me a break. All right, so we're leaving you with quotes for this special show. And this quote is a pretty good one. I've heard it a couple of different times. You're going to love it. The only way to keep your health is to eat what you don't want, drink what you don't like. The band is drowning me out, for goodness sake. And do what you'd rather not. Mark Twain.
Come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988.